What direction does your life's GPS have you going in? Have you lost focus? Are you struggling to maintain and just running all over the place with no real direction? Well, it's really, really important to focus and to know where you're going, because if you don't know where you're going, you're really lost out there in the world. So here are some things that you should do. Sit down. Relax. Take a breather. I know how busy things can get and how full your brain can get and your day can get with just all of life pulling you from every which direction. You know, dealing with children and raising a family, you know, taking care of your household, building your business, or working a 9-to-5, whatever it is you do, you know, it's really, really important to maintain focus and maintain composure. And in order to do that, sometimes you really have to take time out for yourself. Sit down, slow down, allow yourself the opportunity to regroup and reassess. That is one of the most important things. Secondly, go and grab a nice tall drink of Memory Charge. Yes, Memory Charge. It will totally, totally boost your brain function, allow you to focus, allow you to feel so much better, have more clarity where you can think and just be on top of your game. Next, grab a pen and a piece of paper, and we're going to do some work. You need to write down the things that you are doing on a day-to-day basis, because time management is one of the main things that causes us to lose direction. Yes, because we are doing things and spending too much time on sometimes unimportant things and not enough time on the important things. So this is what we're going to do. I had to learn it, and now I'm going to help you all to learn it. Time management. Sit down and write down the things that you do on a day-to-day basis and approximately how long it takes you to do those things. Whether it be house cleaning, whether it be getting the kids up in the morning and getting them ready for school, if it's cooking dinner, if it's at work. Sometimes we get off track at work at that 9-to-5. If you're running your own business, what things are taking up your time during the day? And once you write all of those things down, assess, are you giving too much time to some unimportant things and not enough time to the important things? Reassess how your time is working. Then next, you're going to schedule out and try to keep yourself on a schedule. When you're on a schedule, you have a plan and you can focus on what you're doing so much better. X out those things that are nonsense or taking up too much of your time. Plan your schedule from day to day. Make a to-do list, work to-do list. If you don't get to it, don't get all worked up. Push it onto the next day's to-do list. As long as you feel confident that you have made it through the day and you've accomplished the majority of things that you've had on your list, you're doing great. Next thing you need to do, make sure that you are scheduling some downtime, some time to regroup and to reassess where you are and what your plans are for the next day. And just take a breather. Sometimes we are going so much and so long that we forget to breathe for ourselves. I know a lot of times, you know, my husband would ask me, you know, have you breathed today? You know, life can really take us there, and it's really important to maintain your health by focusing on yourself now and again and taking that opportunity to breathe. Because if you have lost focus, everybody around you more than likely will lose focus too. So remain composed, breathe, schedule your time, and watch your time management. And also, don't forget your memory charge. Talk to you guys soon. Love ya.